groups in the panic that led to the internal exodus of thousands last week. As many as 500,000 Northeasterners across the country had abandoned their jobs and left for home over fears that they were being targeted. Our political editor Smita Prakash has this report.
The crisis in northeastern India state of Assam has now turned into one of cyber terrorism. The violence and fear-mongering was sparked by morphed photographs misrepresenting victims of earthquakes and ethnic clashes in Thailand and Myanmar as incidents that happened in India. The Department of Telecom has identified about 250 websites and blogs that had allegedly posted the gory pictures. They were passed off as a result of ethnic riots in Assam in northeast India and then transmitted via text messages to millions of Indians in different parts of the country, triggering the panic. More than 60 million text messages were allegedly sent out on August 13th alone. The government has traced the deeds to two radical outfits, the Popular Front of India based in South India and Bangladesh-based Harkat-ul-Jihad al-Islami or Huji. The SMSs were bounced through several countries to avoid detection.
That the Bangalore rumor event is not an isolated event. It is part of a broader design of cyber war which is targeted at India. Clearly, for the first time in the history of the internet, this kind of misuse of mobile technologies and the cyber technologies has happened, which is aimed to destabilize a particular portion of the people.